So what college game did you end up going to, Nick?
I'm sure you guys will be able to figure that out with all the research you guys do, so I'll leave it up to you.
Oh, man. Nick, it's Mike Reese, ESPN Boston. Just curious on Mike Wallace. This is a guy that obviously has really developed nicely since coming out of college. What did you see from him coming out, and what do you see differently from him now than what you saw when he was coming out?
Coming out, he was a big, fast receiver. His production, just in a relative basis, I want to say he had 30 catch years. Some of that was the offense, some of that was some other factors. But since he's been in the league, really, since year one up until this point, he's really improved just as an overall receiver. I think he was big and he could always run. He's just become more consistent in all phases, route running, catching the ball, understanding coverages, or just understanding how the defense is playing. And really these last couple years, including this year, he's played at a very high level. I mean, he had a real productive year for their offense last year. I think he's averaged, I want to say, 20 yards or close to 20 yards a catch basically since he's been in the league. So he's always been a big play receiver who could attack the third level of defense, vertical part of the defense. But he's done some other things just on the underneath, with his underneath route running, and he's improved. And it's a credit to him, and it's a credit to the Pittsburgh coaching staff, what they've done with him.
Nick, aside from going to an unnamed college game, how productive were you during the bye week? What were you able to do? Basically, what did you do?
Yeah, I think collectively as a staff, you just go back through. I think we're kind of in the heart of just from a scouting perspective on the college front, kind of at the heart of that season. There's been about, halfway, 6, 7, 8 games. So you have a significant body of work that the players who will be draft eligible for this year. So trying to stay in contact with our scouts. All the players that have been evaluated have been written. Those reports have been submitted. So just sorting through that information in addition to, our pro scouting staff working on the Steelers. So it's really just a balance of everything. It's kind of a continuation of the normal process of what we do throughout the course of the year. You just have a couple extra days or over the weekend where you don't have to be somewhere. So I think it comes at a nice time for everybody. But, it just continues, maybe not as a breakneck pace as it normally is, but you're still sorting through a number of things if you normally would.
Nick, Terrell Owens is apparently holding a workout this week for NFL teams coming off his knee injury. Would you guys attend that, or is he somebody that you would be interested in potentially looking at?
Yeah, I think he's no different than a lot of other players that have been on the street. We'll evaluate those players, who's available, look at our situation, and then just make the determination if that's something that would make sense for us. So, he's no different than however many other free agents are out there currently. So,
Nick, you guys say that you're in the heart of the college evaluation period really right now. What has stood out for you about this college season, across the board or talking about players or individual? Anything that's really jumped out for you so far in the college evaluation process this season?
No, not necessarily. Really, once the season is over, like there is every year, there'll be an influx of underclassmen. So they always factor into the equation in some way, shape, or form when they actually make themselves eligible. But, it looks like there's a lot of good teams. There's a lot of good players. So we'll just work through the process like we normally do, and then hopefully by the end of April there, we'll be prepared and ready to go.
Before the draft last year, there's a lot of guys linked to you, linked to your team who you didn't end up drafting. But one guy who it seemed was always mentioned next to the Patriots was Cameron Hayward. How interested were you guys with him, and how do you think he's looked so far as a pro player?
Yeah, Cam was a good player coming out of Ohio State, real consistent, dependable player for them. Good playing strength, good size, pretty good athlete, played in his feet. Up to this point, they look like they've played a lot of people on their defensive front. Now with Smith being put on injured reserve, mm-hmm. There's a chance that he'll play a little bit more. But you know, they've got, you know, some veteran defensive linemen like the Kiesels and the Chris Hokes and the Casey Hamptons of the world. And then they had guys like Ziggy Hood and Cameron Hayward, who they're working into the mix a little bit more. So, you know, Cam was a steady player at Ohio State coming out, and he's given them some productive snaps at this point in the season, and there's probably a good chance that he'll play a little bit more as the year progresses with the injury to Smith.
Nick, the Steelers have got some nice production from their young receivers, Brown, Sanders, Wallace. I'm just sort of curious, if someone were to ask you, how have they been able to get the production, you know, quickly or more quickly out of their younger receivers than, say, you know, you guys? How would you answer that?
I think every team and every situation is different. You know, we're just, you know, we're not familiar with what other teams are doing. We just know what we're doing. But both of those players, I would say, if you include Wallace, Sanders was a high production player at SMU. Antonio Brown was a high production player at Central Michigan. I want to say he had three consecutive years of 90 catches or more. Looks like he's got a little more opportunity this year. He's improved. So I think it all depended on the team situation and the players making the most of their opportunities, which those players have. And conversely, there's some other players at that position or other positions that they're given the opportunity and they don't necessarily take advantage of it. So I think it's really relative to the individual team. You know, that position in general, there's just a lot more. There's a few more multiples and dynamics that are in place that you don't see in college, that you see in the NFL. I mean, in reality, a lot of these receivers coming out of college don't really see a lot of press coverage or man coverage, so the cover's a little bit tighter. The windows are a little bit tighter. Depending on the offense, there's maybe a few more adjustments that the receiver has to make post-snap. So I think every team and every situation is their own team, and they have their own approach to doing it. Those guys have done a nice job, and they've taken advantage of the opportunities that have been presented to them.
You got any transactions for us today, or is it going to be a nice, quiet day?
Don't really think there's too much in the hopper just yet. You know, we'll see. You know, we'll see how the week goes. We've kept you guys pretty busy here over the last few weeks, so we'll maybe keep it quiet early in the week. We'll see.
Nice.
Take a final question for Nick.
This, I guess, a bigger picture one, Nick. I didn't want to take it away from someone else if they wanted to ask it, so. But it doesn't look like anyone's chiming in. I'm just curious if you could comment on just the importance of developing quarterbacks and the importance of just addressing that position. The idea that, you know, like you guys had 2008 when you lost Tom and you know, Matt came in, and how challenging that is just in the NFL just based on the position. So I guess the question is, how important is it to just keep that position well-stocked on a year-to-year basis?
Yeah, Mike, I think the reality is that you want to keep, you know, as many positions stocked as possible, because the reality is whoever that player is in the next spot, whether it's the backup tackle, the backup guard, the next corner, he's one play from going into the game. So you want to make, I mean, any player that we bring to the program, the expectation is at some point they're going to play. You know, is it going to be sooner than later? You know, situations and you know, that'll dictate when that player actually plays. But I think it's important for all players to come into your program, young or old, to develop, learn your system, get yourself ready to play, and then take advantage of your opportunity when that situation comes. There have been examples, whether it's a quarterback position, there's been examples at other positions along the way. So I think it's just important just from a team-wide perspective. You just try to make sure that you have players, and they understand the ramifications of importance of, look, you're one play away from having to go into the game and play, so you can't really take anything for granted. So prepare yourself if that's going to happen, and maybe it doesn't happen until the last week of the season, or maybe it happens sooner, so some of that a little bit out of their hands. But I mean, the most important thing is just in terms of from a player development perspective is the player comes in, learns your program, understands the expectations, understands what is expected of him. This way, when he's put in a position, he can go out there and succeed and help the team and the organization.
All right, thanks, everyone. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Chase. Appreciate it.